Talk to the locals in the town of Honor, and you'll realize that there is a bit of a love-hate relationship with the building on the corner of Henry and Main Street. The rundown building was definitely an eyesore, but it also has been part of the town's history for a long time, serving as a grocery store, an art gallery, and even housing.
If I could have saved this building, I would have done anything I could to save it, but it was pretty much beyond saving.
That's Terry Money. He's in charge of the demolition. The question mark building went into foreclosure a year ago. Only recently did the city have the necessary funds to tear it down, something the community wanted done for more than 5 years. But instead of bulldozers and wrecking balls, the structure is coming down one piece at a time, for now, anyway. Vince Donchi is owner of Lumber Materials Reclaim. The building is scheduled to be excavated on May 4th, but whatever Donchi can salvage before then is his to sell. He says the building has been rifled through by trespassers over the years, but there's still quite a lot of value in the original wood beams and flooring and some larger antique items.
This is I looked it up online, it's an 1880 wood stove. It's a number 321 Hickory Peninsular. It's an old one, it has the claw feet legs on it. See?
Terry Money wants to have a memento of his own. He's thinking a table made out of some of the building's wood.
When they pull those 30-foot long 2x12s that were cut from virgin timber at our own dam in town here, and they still smell like fresh cut lumber, I've ordered some of them. I want to buy some myself. It's very impressive.
As for how the building got the iconic question mark in the first place, Money says a group of artists moved in about 10 years ago. They lived there for about 2 years, hosting music events and galleries showcasing their artwork inside the building. Apparently, the question mark went up then. No one knows for sure what's next for the property on the corner of Henry and Main Street, but Money says a couple proposals are already in the making. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanchura.